Liebe Kultur, ich mische Joe Bollard. Auf heute Road with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our program Sounds Irish, a program of songs, ballads and stories, and all things Irish. A program I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining, and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Diva Cordia, hello friends, I'm Joe Wallard, and I hope you can stay with me for the next 2 hours or so and enjoy some Sounds Irish. I'd like to welcome you all to the programme, and we have lots of new listeners with us this week, and I hope you're going to enjoy and stay with me for the remainder of the programme, and perhaps hear a track or two that you will like. First of all, Sounds Irish. In our programme, Sounds Irish, it doesn't mean that every song's going to be an Irish song. But it will have some Irish connection. It might be played by an Irish group, written by an Irish person, but it will have some connection with Ireland. Also, there will be every type and genre of Irish music, whether it's traditional, ballads, country and Irish, old Irish songs, as well as Irish ballad groups. Again, this is a pre-recorded program, so you can't contact me while we're on air, but you can contact me at any time, and that's by email, of course, and the email address, everton274@sky.com, everton274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I get lots of emails now of people commenting on things that they've heard on the programme. Well, that's got the introductions over. Now, let's hear some music. We'll start with a track from John Kelly, always a big favourite of mine, the man from County Mayo. A great voice and some great songs he sings, including this one.
So many miles I've travelled from Cork to Innisfree, singing all those country songs like they do in Tennessee. 'Cause in my heart I love these songs, but on the other hand, down deep inside I love to sing a song of Ireland. Forget about those honky-tonks or Nashville's music row. Let's sing about the things back home, the place we really know. Such beauty here to capture, and so many come to knock, from around the county Galway and the city of New York. So be proud of dear old Ireland, let us praise it with a song. Let's be proud of this old country, it's the place that we belong. And no matter where we wander, and no matter where we roam, let us sing of dear old Ireland, 'cause this country is our home. I've been to California, walked the streets of Hollywood. I've even seen the footprints there where so many big stars stood. They to me just don't compare with the beauty that we know, like the famous ring of Kerry or the hills of my Mayo. So be proud of dear old Ireland, let us praise it with a song. Let's be proud of this old country, it's the place where we belong. And no matter where we wander, and no matter where we roam, let us sing of dear old Ireland, 'cause this country is our home. Let us sing of dear old Ireland, 'cause this country is our home.
Let's sing songs of Ireland, 'cause Ireland is our home. John Kelly, a man from Knock. Knock in County Mayo. Now, Knock has been for many, many years, certainly since the late 19th century, a pilgrimage centre in the west of Ireland, in County Mayo, and it has built up over the years. It started as a small country village, and is now, well, it's a huge undertaking, even with its own airport. And maybe on a future program, we'll have a little more information for you about Knock and how the Pilgrim Center is working and how it all works over there in Knock. I might even go over there in the summertime. A couple of weeks ago, I played for you a track from Mick Maloney from his album McNally's Row of Flats, which is a sort of a New York Irishy vaudeville type album. And it's really quaint, unique. Now, this tells the story of Mulligan's Guards. And having listened to it, I thought, yes, it's rather reminiscent of the Percy French song Slattery's Mounted Foot. It's about a group of lads in New York who are Irish, apparently, Mulligans, and they have their own guards and they all march up and down. And it's, as I say, rather like Slattery's Mounted Foot. And I love the harmonies, that the vocal harmonies in this, and the lovely quaint sound about the whole thing. Mick Maloney and Mulligan's Guards.
We'll tell you what we know of marching in the Mulligan Guard from the Sligo ward below. Our captain's name was Hussey, a Tipperary man. He carried his sword like a Russian duke whenever he took command.
Forward! March!
We shouldered guns and marched away. From Baxter Street we marched to Avenue A. Our fifes and drums so sweetly they did play as we marched, marched, marched of the Mulligan Guard. When the band played Gary Owen or the Connemara Pet, with the rub-a-dub-dub we'd march in the mud to the military step. With the green above the red boys to show where we come from, our guns we'd lift with the right shoulder shift as we'd march to the beat of the drum.
We shouldered guns and marched away. From Baxter Street we marched to Avenue A. Our fifes and drums so sweetly they did play as we marched, marched, marched in the Mulligan Guard.
When we got home at night, boys, the divil a bit we'd ate. We'd all sit up and drink a sup of whiskey strong and neat. Then we'd all march home together, as slippery as lard. The solid men would all fall in and march in the Mulligan Guard.
We shouldered guns and marched away. From Baxter Street we marched to Avenue A. Our fifes and drums so sweetly they did play as we marched, marched, marched of the Mulligan Guard. We shouldered guns and marched away. From Baxter Street we marched to Avenue A. Our fifes and drums so sweetly they did play as we marched, marched, marched of the Mulligan Guard. We shouldered guns and marched away. From Baxter Street we marched to Avenue A. Our fifes and drums so sweetly they did play.
There they go, marching off into the sunset. Mulligan's Guards and Mick Maloney. Email. Hello, Joe. Listen to your Sounds Irish on a regular basis here in Birmingham, in England. Love your programme, but I do feel that you don't play enough Mary Black. Oh, Joe's getting his leg slapped. You know what, Pat? I think you're right. He's right. I don't play enough Mary Black. And again, I had this email last week or the week before from Pat. Pat, can you do me a little favour when you write to me again? Because I know you're a regular writer. Can you tell me whether you're Pat male or Pat female? Not that it makes any difference, but you leave the choice of Mary Black up to me. Well, okay. Self-indulgence. My favourite Mary Black song. Recorded many years ago when she first started out. It's not an Irish song. It's a song from Northumberland in England. But it's our Mary Black and she sings it beautifully.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morn was fair, no breath came over the sea, when Mary left her Highland home and wandered. sweet rose of Allendale.
Of course, the lovely Rose of Allendale. The best version of that song I've got. Yes, I have three or four other versions of it, but Mary Black's is just wonderful. Recently, I've been discovering the Johnstones, or rediscovering the Johnstones, and I've got an album of theirs that I simply love, and I keep playing it over and over again on my MP3 player. They're going to sing for us now a beautiful song. They have a lovely way, rather like, as I mentioned earlier, Andy Irvine, and his way of putting over a folk song. Their harmony, they being the Johnstones, they have this lovely sort of fifth harmony, the way they sing fifths and the way they present a folk song, like this one, The Lambs on the Green Hills.
The lambs on the green hills, they sport on, they play, and many strawberries roar on the salt sea, and many strawberries grow on the salt sea, and many's the ship sails the ocean. The bride and bride's party to church they did go, the bride she rode foremost, she bears the best show. But I followed after with my heart full of to see my love wed to another. The first place I saw her, 'twas in the church stand, gold rings on her finger and her love by the hand. Says I, my wee lassie, I will be the man, although you are wed to another. The next place I saw her, 'twas on the way home, I ran on before her, not knowing where to roam. Is I, my wee lassie, I'll be by your side, although you are wed to another. Stop, stop, says the groomsman, till I speak a word, will you venture your life on the point of my soul? For courting so slowly, you've lost this fair name, begun, for you'll never enjoy her. Oh, make now my grave large white ivy, and sprinkled it over with flowers so sweet. Ah. To take my last sleep, for that's the best way to forget her.
Oh, how cruel love can be! But wasn't there a beautiful sort of folky sound about that particular track, The Lambs on the Green Hills from the Johnstons. Now a song from Phil Campbell, and here's her interpretation of The Old Maid in the Garret.
I have often heard it said from my father and my mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'd go without a bidding, for it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? I can cook and I can sew and I can keep the house right tidy. Rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. There's nothing in this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat manny that would make me his own dearie. And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? My sister Jean, she's not handsome or good looking, barely 16 and a fella she was courting. Now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I 45 and I haven't had an offer. And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? Townsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or dancer, come soldier or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity. And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? Well, now I'm away home, for there's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's pleading. I'm away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'll surely get a parrot. And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
Oh. One of the most popular Irish groups all over the world is Celtic Woman. Wonderfully talented. They fill venues no matter what part of the world they sing and perform in, whether that's Australia or Los Angeles, New York or London or Dublin for that matter. Now, I have said it before on the programme, I don't like everything they do, and I feel at the moment they may be drifting a little bit away from their Irish roots. That's just an opinion, a personal opinion. Here, a wonderful interpretation of the song from the film The Quiet Man. Remember that film, John Wayne? That did an awful lot for Irish tourism. Now, it was a bit what we call stage Irishy, you know, a bit of faith and begorra. And by the way, Irish people do not say faith and begorra. They might do in Hollywood, but certainly not in Ireland. And we do not say top of the morning to you either. But here, wonderful interpretation of Celtic Woman and the Isle of Innisfree.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from the dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. For angels, and watch the rivers laughing as they flow, and then into a humble shack I wander, my dear old home, and tenderly behold the folks I love around the turf I gather. On bended knees, their rosaries told. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree.
On listening to that, you can understand why they fill so many venues around the world. Multi-talented group. Celtic Woman, simply beautiful. These two young men met, and they were in a foreign land, New York, I think, if my memory serves me correctly. Now, don't quote me on it. But they met, they were from the same neck of the woods in Ireland. In other words, County Monaghan. Now, recently on a Sounds Irish programme, I did a whole programme about songs from every county in Ireland. Yes, you guessed it. I left out County Monaghan, and I was severely reprimanded by two two of our listeners, so I hope this makes up for it. But this is Eugene Doonan, Farewell to County Monaghan. And have a listen to the lyrics again. They're telling the story about the lads and everything that happened, and they name every place in County Monaghan, I think, that they've left behind them.
An old friend called by this evening to pass a few hours away. We had known each other from childhood, so I guess we had plenty to say. We talked of our youth back in Blaney, when together we worked on the land. And the day we both said our farewells to the county of old Monaghan. Then later we played an old record that filled both our hearts with pride. It was written by Johnny McCauley and sung by Big Tom McBride. It told of a lad who had left home but decided to come back to stay. But for us that never would happen. It breaks both our hearts to say, no, we won't be going back to Castle Blaney, to the kind folks that we used to know. We'll never see that old castle or the waters that lie in Mucknow. We said our farewells when we left there to travel to this foreign land. Farewell to our county of childhood, it's farewell to old Monaghan. Kept calling as together we turned back the year. Just thinking of home and our school days almost had us in tears. The flax mill near the village of Lara, where together we often did roam, and the sound of the G&R steam train that took us away from our home. We'd both left our kinfolk in Blaney, September 1954. Several weeks on an emigrant liner, then we landed on this foreign shore. We dreamed of the day we'd return home and see all the friends we once knew. But alas, that never did happen. That's one dream that never came true. So we won't be going back to Castle Blaney, to the kind folks that we used to know. We'll never see that old castle or the waters that lie in Mucknow. We said our farewells when we left there to travel to this foreign land. Farewell to our county of childhood, it's farewell to old Monaghan. Farewell to our county of childhood, it's farewell to old Monaghan.
That was Eugene Doonan, but the keyboard player was having a ball, was he not? Now we're moving from County Monaghan right over to the west, and you all know this song. In fact, people who are not Irish even know this song.
Thank you.
And maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and the moon rise over Clada and watch the sun go down on Galway Bay, just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream and the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in a cabin and watch the barefoot gossips at their play. All the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They scorned us for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I think there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
That was yet another track from the new Barleycorn and their interpretation of Galway Bay. Lots of interpretations of that. I think the Bing Crosby version of it sold, well, it sold a lot of records even just after the Second World War. But there, that was a nice little gentle version of Galway Bay.